Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what do you think we're talking about tonight? Yes, of course, our third symbol of the season, the symbol that as much as any other speaks to the whole world about what Christmas is all about. It's about new life in Christ. The Christmas tree. The Christmas tree, some of us know, have roots in early paganism. But even more ancient than that is God's promise of a Redeemer, of a Savior who would come to remove the stench of sin and to restore life, ever green and ever new, to all of God's creation. That's why an evergreen tree is used for a Christmas tree. It shows that new life in Christ is truly always fresh and new. Every day. Now, I have a few statistics and a little few facts. You might want to write these down. Christmas trees generally take 6 to 8 years to mature. Christmas trees are grown in all 50 states, including Hawaii. More than 1 million acres of land are planted with Christmas trees. Kind of helps the environment that way. On average, over 2,000 Christmas trees are planted per acre. And Thomas Edison's assistants came up with the idea of electric lights for Christmas trees. And lastly, in the first week, a tree in your home will consume as much as a quart of water per day. Those are kind of fun things. Now, I've looked in several sources. And they indicate that the first Christmas tree proper was in the town of Riga in Latvia in 1510. Now, likely it was decorated with paper ribbons and bows, those sorts of things. And it was an outside tree decorated by the community. Now, these same sources also credit Martin Luther, decades later, with being the first to bring a tree inside the house at Christmas time. Now, Luther did this to teach about the light of Christ come into the world in the baby Jesus, like we talked about before. So, the popular tradition that we follow of having a lit and decorated Christmas tree in our homes, we owe to Luther, using it to teach of Christ, the light of God, having come to earth. And this Christmas tree, not a holiday tree, this Christmas tree tradition, it helps us to focus, as Luther intended, on Christ as the reason for our celebrations at Christmas time. It's Christ who has transformed any rituals or myths from many cultures over the years into what we today celebrate in the Christian church as the time of Christ's birth. That sort of change is what God is all about. It's also that idea of change. That's a theme that's heard in the Song of Mary, that we know as the Magnificat from Luke chapter 1. She says there in part these words, "He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." Such contrasts are what is seen with a Christmas tree. It also has been lifted up, and God has transformed a pagan thing into a thing that brings instead Him glory and honor. God is always about redeeming and restoring and bringing life where there was death. Jesus was born so that He could die and rise to new life again for us. We humans could never have come up with that. Remember, we talked last week about Soren Kierkegaard, and his quote is, "Nobody would have done it that way." God is so amazing in His grace and in His wisdom. Again, go to the Christmas tree and see there what God has done. The tree is a symbol of life, and yet for us to enjoy it, we must cut it down to bring it into our homes and allow it to decay and die. But before that death comes, we are allowed for a short time to enjoy its fragrance, its beauty, and its life. I know of some churches that after Christmas is done, they'll cut off all the branches of the tree, and then they will save the trunk, and then later, at Easter time, we'll cut the trunk in two so that it can be made into a cross. Again, bringing life out of death. By the way, on the subject of death, I want to pause a moment in our looking at the Christmas tree symbol. And I want to mention that it's okay to be sad this time of year. The Christmas tree can bring back a flood of memories for those who have left us in the past year or even in many years past. Don't let that startle or distress you. Such sadness at this time of year is perfectly normal and natural in many ways. We are in the season of celebrating Christ's birth, and with his birth comes our assurance of hope. So for those who are touched with sorrow in this season, may that lead us to remember that even through our pain and hurt, Christ comes. Christ has come to be with us, to be with you. Now, looking back again at the Christmas tree, you know that it gets its ornaments and lights from what others do to the tree. It gets its ornaments from what's put on it. It just stands there. That's all it does. And it receives the blessing of lights and decorations. Well, that's kind of like the grace of God that comes to us. Comes to us without our help or our aid in any way. We're like the tree in that way. We receive the gift of new life in Christ by his coming to us. And we simply receive it. His life is what gives us life. His gift of renewal and restoration is what decorates our whole being. His coming to us gives us hope, and it gives us meaning, not just for now, but throughout the whole year. Now, as we look at the decorations on our own Christmas trees at home, some of them may be handmade by kids or grandkids. They might be a little rough. They might be a little untidy. These can be among the most precious that you have. Many of the decorations on your tree might be store-bought, and they can be all sparkly and bright. Some may be whimsical and fun. Some are full of deep memories and meanings. And then there might be a few that are there that remind us of the Christ child. They may have a manger scene on them, or they may be stars or angels. At our house, we even have a long, and I meant to bring it tonight, a long spike-like nail that we hang usually near the trunk of the tree where it's sturdiest, just as a reminder of what's to come in the life of Jesus on yet another tree, the tree of our salvation, the cross. Without the tree of the cross and Jesus' resurrection victory, then there's no need for our Christmas tree celebrating new life in Christ. When it comes to your Christmas tree decorations, I want to make a suggestion for you, and I make this suggestion, I think, pretty much every year. So here it comes again. As you're packing away these precious items, I want you to keep one out. Keep out a particular one that reminds you of Christ's coming to earth. It can be a star, it can be an angel, it can be a manger scene or something else. Anything that recalls Christ's birth for you. But keep just one out and then put it somewhere. Put it in your living room. Put it in your kitchen. So that anyone, any time of the year, can see it. Someone may ask you, why do you have that Christmas tree ornament out? And there you go. You have an opening to talk about the light of Christ that comes to us each Christmas and the truth that Christ continues to come to us all year long. So, as we enjoy our decorated and delightful Christmas trees this year, we are reminded that they are there to give us light and to teach us, as Luther wanted, that the light of the world, Jesus, has come to give us the light of life eternal. In his name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock.